This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I'm back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the Dr. Dahlia Show turns 10 years old today. Just with that opener, I don't know where my show is from 10 years ago, and I'm sure you guys don't want to hear it. My show from 10 years ago, it was, okay, basically, really quickly, let's just give you a little Dr. Dahlia history. It's my birthday, I mean, not my birthday, but it's my radio birthday. I can do whatever I want to do today. It's my radio birthday. Alright, which means nobody's allowed to fire me on my radio birthday. It's kind of a big deal when you turn 10 years old in radio, because most people get kicked off the air. I mean, especially somebody like me, you know, with such a loudmouth. Usually they're like, okay, you know what, we're done. And so I'm blown away that here I am 10 years to the minute later, able to be on air. And it was on a morning, and it was January 9th, 2009. And I remember driving, and I called my friend's dad, Larry, and said, you know, because my dad wasn't alive. You know, he's kind of like my godfather type of thing. So I'm like, you know, I'm nervous. He's like, you're going to do fine. You know, you got this. And he was like really, really supportive. And I'm driving, and I'm like, you know, really nervous because, you know, it's live. Like, you know, right? Some of you guys may be listening to delayed, or you may be listening to a podcast, but I can't stop and correct myself. And even though I did eventually find it very easy, the average person wants to always have a do-over. And it takes a certain sort of psyche to be able to go, I don't care if I have a do-over. And the reason why I bring this up is, some people think I've made some mistakes in my life saying things to certain people that maybe shouldn't have been said, like calling them out, you know, on doing something wrong or lying. And, you know, to me, psychologically, according to my psyche, no. If it's true, and if I feel it in the moment, no regrets. If I think somebody lied, and I know they lied, I'm going to say, look, that's not true, you lied. Yes, I get we need to do filters. And a lot of you guys have issues at work, issues with your relationships. You'll say things and you'll be like, well, I shouldn't have said that. I don't know if I agree with you 100%. If you think your wife is cheating and it comes out in a fight and you go, okay, you know what? I shouldn't have said that. I should have, you know, calmed down before we had the fight, so I would have never said that. Well, I don't know if I agree with that, because if you think she's cheating, it's going to come out sooner or later. You could repress and suppress and hold things back and, you know, try to use euphemisms, etc. I don't know if it's going to work. You know, we have a lot of issues with race issues, etc. And, you know, people say, okay, well, don't say certain things, don't say this, don't say this. And I get there's a lot of things that you just don't say anymore. You know, and I get that, you know, I told you, you know, years ago, a very, very common phrase that, you know, older people would say is, you know, they would slap your hands if you're reaching for the cookie jar, and they'd be like, get your cotton picking hands off of that. And it was just a very, you don't say that anymore. So I get how we have changed our vernacular, and appropriately so. But you'll have some people that'll say something that might be a little racist. And they say, okay, you know, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have whatever. But me as the recipient, I kind of like to know what they're thinking. You know, when I had that patient come in going, oh, my gosh, you know, thank God I found you because I'm tired of seeing Jewish doctors. And I'm like, you know, but I'm Jewish. I know she regretted saying it. I didn't regret hearing it because I know now what some people think. You know, it's education. The more we censor ourselves, and mind you, I do not want hate speech. I do not like being insulted, you know, about my religion. I don't think anybody should be insulted by their religion and race, etc. But it's one of those things where we could hide and tape our mouths shut and, you know, not bring up the fact that you think somebody's cheating or somebody's lying. But that doesn't make certain things go away. If you think that person's cheating, if that person ends up being a racist, eventually it's going to get out there. It's going to get out there. And so, you know, when it comes to radio, the one thing about radio or television, live television, that I am really fascinated by is the I can't fake it, script it, do-over. If I mean something, it's going to come out. And I can't try to pretend going, oh, well, you know, I should have edited. Now, mind you, there are Freudian slips. And those things may not really be Freudian. Okay? You know, things happen. Right? Or I had a story years ago. I was talking about the headline was men's orifices are dirtier than women's orifices. And I went through the whole thing about, you know, nostrils and ears and tushies and all the other stuff. And it actually, I had misread the headline. It was men's offices are dirtier than females' offices. So there's really no, you know, truth or underlying meaning. But you know what I did? I got on air going, sorry, guys, I read it wrong. And I decided to make a segment on something that really didn't even make sense because I just didn't understand why the article wasn't talking about orifices because I read it wrong. So radio for me is an opportunity to be real. And, some people may like it, some people don't. But I couldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys, if it wasn't for GCN Network, if it wasn't for iHeartRadio, TalkStream Live, KDWN, 720 AM Las Vegas, all the affiliates I have throughout the United States that I can't list, tune in. I couldn't be here if it wasn't for all you guys. And so keeping me on the air for 10 years is one of the biggest blessings I could ever have. And I just hope I have another 10, 20, 30, 40 years to give you guys. So God bless you and thank you. All right, don't go away. We'll get some news and get your calls. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are bad to the bone. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and allowing me to reach my 10th radio birthday. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, some of you guys have calls and questions. If you can't reach me live, you leave your call on the answer line. So let's go right to it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, okay. Oh, there's Daniel D. Yeah, it's frozen because GCN is out of Minneapolis near St. Paul, and it's, like, really, really cold. So let me know when we're good. Okay. All right. So, I don't know, ladies, if I should be advertising this at all, but we have an eligible bachelor alert. Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO, who is worth $137 billion, is getting divorced. Now, again, nobody should be ever rejoicing in somebody getting divorced. He and his wife of 25 years are getting divorced, but Amazon CEO, we are talking one of the biggest, you know, corporate giants out there. The owner's single. Apparently, $137 billion is at stake. He is currently the richest man in the world. According to Bloomberg, he made the divorce announcement on Wednesday on Twitter. He goes, "We want to make people aware of a development in our lives. As our family and close friends know, after a long period of exploration and trial separation, we decided to divorce and continue our shared lives as friends." I do want to talk about that a little bit more, but let's go to our phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Doll. Listen, I have a question about these vaccines. They put thimerosal in there, which is just another word for mercury, and there's a lot of substances that are in there that are not really the best beneficial ingredients for the vaccination, mm-hmm. and it could pose a risk, especially the mercury, because from what I understand, it's illegal to put it on the outside of your skin, because it's dangerous, but if they inject it in, it goes by your skin barrier and other barriers in your body that is your first lines of defense. And and the other thing I'd like to say is that I'm told that there's even some, like the rhesus monkeys from the old polio vaccine, half mm-hmm. of that supply was contaminated and they gave it anyway. And they said that, rhesus monkeys had certain forms of diseases and cancers that were in their species and it jumped to ours. And I'd like you to address this.
Okay.
Thank you, Dahlia. Bye bye.
Good, good. Dr. Dahlia, but that's okay. It's my birthday, and, you know, I'll go with the Dr. Doll. Let's go with that. Okay, you brought up tons of points. We were talking about vaccines the other day, and so I do want to address this. I wish you were live, because you brought up a lot of things, and I want to hit these as you brought them up. Very, very good points. People are always asking, when we get a vaccine, what is around the vaccine? What are these acidity regulators? Why is there aluminum? Why is there sorbitol? Why are there stabilizers? And so vaccines, again, you know, in order to have the killed virus or the live attenuated virus, there has to be a solution. Now, the majority of the solution is water, but water doesn't keep it preserved. Now, mind you, a lot of foods you eat have a bunch of, you know, preservatives and things in there also. It doesn't seem to get the media attention as vaccines, but it's because for eating, you know, people say, look, I don't have a choice, I have to eat. Well, people may think they have a choice with vaccines. And another thing that a vaccine ingredient may have is during the manufacturing process, some of these products used to produce a vaccine may remain when it's done or may not remain when it's done. So to make a vaccine, there's going to be other chemicals, right? Or there's going to be things needed. So you have active ingredients, then you have added ingredients. And so in order to house the virus or the bacteria, there has to be certain, active ingredients that allow it to remain, shall we say, in the form we need it to incite an immune response. Now, other added ingredients like aluminum salts, people are like, well, I'm getting aluminum, right? You know, into my body. Well, that aluminum, again, when you're getting a vaccine, you're kind of signing up for, I want this vaccine to incite an immune response. And aluminum salts appear to do that. Gelatin, human serum albumin, which is like a protein, that's used to stabilize the vaccine. And then your thimerosal, which he talked about, is a preservative. So your aluminum is an adjuvant. The aluminum is something that helps induce the vaccine response to help make it work. Your thimerosal is a preservative. Now, you also have a squalene oil, MF59, that I believe has been used in other vaccines to also increase its efficacy. You know, when somebody says, you know, gosh, well, we need them to make a good vaccine, sometimes to make a good vaccine, they have to have these other products. Now, thimerosal is a mercury-based preservative. And what it does is, because this is a liquid environment, you don't want fungi growing in your vaccine. Remember that Framingham compounding pharmacy issue where the steroids used for spinal injections got contaminated with fungus and gave people a fungal meningitis? Thimerosal helps prevent that. But your single-dose vaccines usually won't contain the thimerosal. The thimerosal will be used more for these multi-dose vaccines that need to, you know, be around for, you know, a little longer time. Single-dose vaccine, you open it up, use it, it's done. Multi-dose is usually around the doctor's office a little while longer. I don't like to keep them more than a week. So thimerosal has been present, and this is what has a lot of controversy has been around on, you know, what it could do. Well, I think there could be controversy on any of these things. I mean, you know, there's oral rotavirus vaccines, and I remember the oral polio vaccine. I mean, there was taste improvers, things to help with the taste, so sucrose, things like that. Antibiotics are given as a shot. Antibiotics sometimes have to have very similar preservatives and very similar stabilizers as, a vaccine would. So what I'm trying to get at is with these vaccines, there's, in order for them to work and do what they have to do, there have to be these other issues, these other products. Now, that's not to say parents, you know, are being overly paranoid. I understand why parents have that concern of, well, wait a second, you know, why am I injecting something to my healthy kid? And we've talked about this. Because it's for the greater good. You know, the benefits far outweigh the risks of a little thimerosal. But I understand that there's this growing trend to get thimerosal out of vaccines. My only concern is what about the next preservative? Is the next preservative going to be worse? We don't know. Now, he also, the caller also brought up this rhesus monkey contamination. You guys know what that's about? All right, apparently the theory is where when the, I believe the oral polio vaccine, when Salk came up with the polio vaccine, and remember, we needed a vaccine against polio because kids were dying and becoming paralyzed. It's assumed that it was contaminated by SV40. And SV40 had gotten in there because the vaccine was used using rhesus monkey kidney tissues. Rhesus monkeys are very similar in genome to humans. And so they used tissue from the monkeys, but they didn't realize that there was SV40 virus in there. They later changed it to African green monkeys, which I guess were rarely infected with SV40. And so SV40 wasn't detected as quickly, and there's been a lot of discussion of the cancer risk. In 1999, Fisher et al. Was talking about how monkey cell cultures were used in preparation for the polio vaccine between the years 55 and 61, before they changed to the African green monkeys, of course. And they said investigations have consistently demonstrated this oncogenic behavior of SV40 in animal models, so this cancerous behavior. And so they have found that SV40 could be involved in ependymomas, bone tumors, mesotheliomas. And so their data back in the late 90s suggested that if people had the vaccine, maybe they have an increased risk of, you know, getting these cancers because of this SV40. So this is why, you know, people have a caution or a, you know, have a hesitancy. But as we're going to talk about in the next segment, I'll explain to you why vaccines have to be and why we need to incorporate them in our health system. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain. A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEbestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Republicans are preparing to get a visit from President Trump shortly. He's going to lunch with them on Capitol Hill to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. As they prepare for his arrival, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again blaming Democrats for that ongoing shutdown.
And until Democrats prioritize the public interest ahead of political spite, our border will not be secured and the federal government will remain partially closed.
Meanwhile, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing President Trump of fear-mongering, insisting there is no national crisis at the border. He says Democrats are ready to negotiate on border security, but only after the shutdown is ended. Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei says in a speech today, U.S. policies concerning his nation are being dictated by, quote, first-class idiots in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Okay. So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we start to plow through 2019, I think you guys are starting to see the, the culture, what's the word for it? I don't want to say this is going to start defining how 2019 is, but we sure have kind of started off a little tumultuously. You know, in politics, obviously, you know, the government shutdown and that going back and forth. In healthcare, what's really interesting is this idea of ethics. And do we allow bad to happen, so to speak, in order for the greater good? So as you know, Chinese scientist He Jingkui, you know, had sent shockwaves around the world last month with his claim that he was able to modify twin babies' DNA before the birth. The modification had been made using this gene editing tool, CRISPR, CRISPR-Cas9, which is very trailblazing in terms of medical research, but makes you a little concerned about some ethical implications. Now, the babies became resistant to HIV. Now, a lot of scientists came out saying this was unethical. We don't need to be using CRISPR technology to prevent HIV. And so, I guess there's this now Pandora's box, and CNN describes it, about how unethical experiments have unfortunately made painful contributions to today's medicine. You know, I have a affinity towards medical history, and I love collecting medical antiques. And a very bitter truth to our modern medicine is a lot of the advances we have today came from experiments that were done on my family and many other Jews and Christians, millions, right, under Nazi, under the Nazi Party. And that then later resulted in the Nuremberg trials and then a code. You know, during the 1940s, Nazi doctors, you know, conducted these experiments on prisoners in concentration camps. And they were basically acts of torture. And Germany had actually been, when we had our medical revolution in the late 1800s, we had a lot of advancements in the late 1800s, and Germany was at the forefront of medical research, and Hitler wanted to continue that, okay? You know, Hitler wanted to, you know, compete with the rest of Europe and America in terms of medical advancements, and he now had human subjects. He didn't care about any ethical codes, obviously. He had humans. He could do whatever he wanted with them. He could kill them. He could keep them alive. He could test them. And he did. And I guess there was a experiment conducted by Dr. Josef Mengele. He was really fascinated by twins, and he would unfortunately be performing agonizing and lethal research on twins. Renee Gutmann was one of the Mengele twins. This is according to the Holocaust Encyclopedia. She was subjected to experiments like of injections that made her vomit, have diarrhea, blood was taken from her neck, and 20 Nazi doctors were then sentenced in 45-46 at the Nuremberg trials. And so it resulted in us having the first ethics document called the Nuremberg Code. It's kind of a 10-point declaration on how to conduct ethical scientific research. However, there's been a lot of debate on if this code continued. There were hepatitis testings, there was cancer testings, other sorts of testings that were done. And well, CNN goes into a little bit more detail of these, but the argument that these, you know, the argument that these, you know, researchers had is, you know, we're doing this for the greater good. We're, you know, if we do this research, we could save millions of lives. I mean, one of the most, you know, embarrassing, blemishes on our ethical health history were the Tuskegee syphilis studies. You know, syphilis was a major health problem in the 1920s. So in 1932, the U.S. Public Health Service and the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama began to study and record the natural progression of the disease. So they observed 600 black men, 200 of one did not have the disease, and in order to incentivize participants, they gave them free medical exams, meals, burial insurance. But the patients were not informed of what was being investigated. They were told they were going to receive treatment for bad blood. That was a local term, I guess, used back then to describe illnesses like syphilis, anemia, and fatigue. And then those who carried the diseases were not given treatment, even though, you know, we had some things that we could, even though penicillin really is the treatment for this. So we started to find out more about what happened with the Tuskegee patients and this Tuskegee study later, decades later. And then we were like, whoa, and there was a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of the participants and their families. A $10 million settlement was reached, which I still don't think was enough. You have a Tuskegee health benefit program. But when the birth control pill was tested, they say back in 1955 on women in Puerto Rico, they were not told they were involved in a clinical trial or that the pill was experimental. And, you know, I read, I'm trying to think of this one book I just read on cervical cancer, Henrietta Lakes. I have to double check this. I apologize. This is going to be made into a movie. But she was not told that her cancer cells, her cervical cancer cells, were going to be later used for cancer research. Family didn't get any money. Nothing like that happened. And so, back then, you didn't have the average person say, yes, use me for an experiment. Even today, we don't even have, you know, people volunteering to be organ donors. You don't have a lot of public, you don't have a lot of participation. And so how medicine ended up happening, medical advancements, is stuff had to be done willy-nilly and very covertly. Nowadays, you cannot do a study on anybody. And, well, that's good. Without having major informed consent, you can't hurt them. You can't cause any ramifications from them. You can evaluate for risks, but you can't go into it knowing that this could possibly hurt them. As a result, though, we don't have a lot of data, and we're slowing down on getting data on, you know, things that affect a fetus, pregnant women, because none of us would ever want to ask a pregnant woman to do research. We want her to have a happy, healthy baby. But we, unfortunately, are trying to find new ways to research without affecting a human, straight out, directly. But you see what they're doing it indirectly. So using CRISPR technology could be life-saving for people with genes that will cause them to, you know, give birth to a child that won't live past 20. Unfortunately, there's ethical considerations. You know, will this affect, you know, its offspring? Is this something that we should do in nature? Is this going to be wielded inappropriately and people are going to try to make designer babies? So what I'm trying to say, and this is kind of, you know, piggybacking off of the last segment with that caller, ask, you know, talking about vaccines and you know, possible, you know, these preservatives and possible side effects due to the, you know, substrate that these vaccines are in, is when it comes to medicine, for anything good to happen, there appears to be always some risk. And in medicine, it's always about the greater good. And even though we don't tolerate a lot of the stuff that happened years ago, and I'm glad we don't, people cannot expect that everything is going to be 100%. The reason why people don't shut down any vaccine programs, if somebody does say that there is a possible death or serious side effect to a vaccine, is because it helps a greater good. And this is what frustrates people. And if you look at the history of medicine, that's the way it's always been. Researchers want to save multiple lives. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently in England, they are dubbing the first working Monday of the year Divorce Day. Actually, Divorce Day. And this comes from lawyers see a spike in divorce requests. But we're being told in this article from Refinery29 that divorce is expensive and many women are choosing to stay in unhappy marriages than to go through the divorce. Apparently on Christmas Day, they also saw a spike in people apply online for divorce. And costs are rising. It could be easily 20 grand, even more, just for a simple divorce process. Now, one that's not going to cost 20 grand and going to cost a hell of a lot more is Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife, novelist Mackenzie Bezos. They are getting a divorce. Apparently, they have a $140 billion fortune, not $137. So there's an extra $3 billion there that's floating around. And they say much of that dollar amount comes from his 16% ownership stake in Amazon. Amazon hit $1 trillion in September, is now valued at $777.8 billion. We are being told by Daily Mail that Bezos owns more property than anyone in the United States. Now, where does Jeff and Mackenzie live? Well, they live in Washington. Washington is a community property state, so all assets acquired during the marriage get split 50-50, unless, of course, there's a prenup. Now, apparently, they met in NYC. In New York City, apparently, Jeff Bezos had interviewed Mackenzie 20-some years ago for a research associate position at the investment management firm of D.E. Shaw. He was a VP there. Then they got engaged within 3 months of their first date, and they married back in 1993. So they have four children, three sons, and an adopted daughter. He's 54 years old. I don't know exactly how old she is. You're going to see a lot of talk, you know, online, right? Eligible bachelor. I mean, you know, some people may have fun with this, but there's nothing fun about it. This is another example of how no matter how much money you make, no matter where you are, right, you know, in terms of the food chain, and he sure is high up there, probably one of the highest, all right, very similar things can happen from a marital state. And so, I don't know, they really aren't going into why they're having a divorce, and they do deserve privacy with this, but, you know, people are anticipating it could get pretty ugly. I mean, they look happy in all the pictures. They all look smiling and they look together and all that, whatever. But we're probably going to see unfortunately, one hell of a fight. Apparently, Mackenzie was born as Mackenzie Tuttle April 7th, 1970. So she's about 48 years old. And then she went to graduate from Princeton, had a bachelor's degree, was a writer, hence now novelist. So, divorce rates, it used to be, what, one out of every two? It's higher. And something like this is going to now spur more of this anti-marriage sentiment. You know, the average millennial who I've talked to isn't really thinking or talking marriage. In fact, a lot of them, they still want kids. But being married when they have kids versus not as big a priority. Yet me, 20 years ago, it was all about, I have to have a husband. I can't get pregnant and not have a husband. And I have to have a house, and I have to have a dog, and we have to have his and her cars. And I mean, it was just something that I thought my life was supposed to be. Millennials are very practical now. They're like, do I really have to have an expensive wedding? And then do I later have to go through an expensive divorce? A lot of millennials, too, are very practical about their wants. This idea of love at first sight, and I'm going to love this person for the next 40 years of my life. Millennials are a little hip to that, and they go, I don't know if I'm going to be in love with this person for 40-some years. I don't know if I want to live with them the rest of my life. Now, for me, as a female who grew up in the 80s and 90s and dated in the 90s, I was very nervous about not being married. I thought if I was single and I lived with somebody, kind of did like the, you know, Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn thing, he could leave. Well, divorces happen. Their divorces are, you could apply online for divorce. Corey could leave me any minute. He could. He hasn't, thank God, but he could. So just because you're married, it doesn't mean you're going to bolt him you know, hitch him to your carriage. It doesn't mean you guys are literally hitched. It does help a little bit. You know, the thought of getting divorced, I'm sure if it does cross his mind, that would be expensive. It would be a pain in the butt. It would be hard on the kids. And so the topic I want to discuss is how many people are in marriages and are unhappy because they fear the divorce. And when you talk to people who divorced, they said, oh, yeah, we should have done it a long time ago. But we didn't. And then when they do it, they're like, I really should have waited so long. I don't know why I waited and put it off. And so this is what the younger folk are hearing. And they're like, well, then if there's more than not chance I'm going to get divorced and it's going to be miserable, and why get married to begin with? But you have a lot of people that don't want to go to the process of the divorce. It's like the bandage being ripped off. And me as a doctor, you know, having patients come in for counseling and things like that and talk about, you know, or as your radio doctor, you know, listeners and people questioning, when is it work? You know, when do we put work into a marriage? And when do we realize it's not meant to be? Well, that's tough. Marriages need work like any partnership. You're not going to be always passionately in love with somebody. You're going to fight. You're going to find fault with. You're going to want space. You're going to want time away. These are things that happen with anybody. Same thing with brothers and sisters. You know, a lot of people said, look, if I live with my brother or sister, we're going to fight like cats and dogs. You need a certain radius. You need a certain space. And so sometimes that's normal. And sometimes we need to tell couples, oh, that's normal. You guys love each other. You have a great partnership. That's great. But, you know, you are going to, you know, you can't be spending every waking minute of the day around each other. You guys are going to hate each other's guts. You can't do that. You'll get sick of each other. No, you need some healthy space. You also need to redo some of your conversations. You can't always be talking about stressful subjects. You know, you need to talk about stuff you would talk to your friend about. And you guys have to be friends. You have to become friends. But some people also don't want to put in the work. Remember we talked about how a lot of people didn't put up Christmas lights this year? It's a lot of work. Same thing with marriages. People may not want to put in the work. Well, I don't want to, you know, clean up the clutter and, you know, I don't want to always have to shave because she likes it, or I don't want to always have to. Well, it takes work. A lot of us women, we're just as guilty. We don't shave our legs on a regular basis. Well, do you think our husbands really like that? Well, in the day and age, we're like, well, we don't care, you know. Women don't have to look good for their husbands. That's kind of our now, you know, back in the 50s, it was like, oh, don't forget, you know, you need to do this. In fact, I'm going to, in the next hour, read you something from the 50s on how to get a man. It's hilarious. So, yeah, we're of that different mindset. But then, on the other end, I mean, you know, if my husband doesn't want to, you know, if he wants to see smooth legs, why can't I put a little work into it, you know? But we do. We get lazy. And you have to try. You have to, just like with any partnership. You know, when you have a business, you have to have meetings. You always have to have reevaluations. You have to go what works, what doesn't work, you know, and start always move in a positive direction. None of us do that with a marriage. Maybe some people go to counseling. So, you know, again, I hope Bezos and his wife, you know, go through this painlessly. But it's not fun, and they got a tough road ahead. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.